Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. September 25th. I find myself taking step 3 over and over again. Unfortunately, I often wait until a problem starts to overwhelm me before I finally give in and turn it over to my higher power. Nevertheless, today I am striving to place my entire will and life in my higher power's hands with the willingness to accept his or her will for me, no matter what. The awareness I have gained in Al-Anon lets me know that my way has seldom worked in the past. It's only when I let go and trust the inner voice that quietly nudges me in the direction of my higher power's choosing that my life becomes fulfilling. Today's reminder. Is there an area in my life that I treat as though it were too important to turn over to a higher power? Are my efforts to control that area making my life better and more manageable? Are they doing any good at all? I can hold on to my will until the situation becomes so painful that I am forced to submit, or I can put my energy where it can do me some good right now and surrender to my higher power's care. I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all, but whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess. Martin Luther, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.